The Biblical Basis for Making America Great Again. In the 1600s, the pilgrims who settled America entered a covenant with God based on one that God made with ancient Israel. This covenant is summarized in Deuteronomy 28, listing both the blessings and curses for obeying or disobeying God. Deuteronomy 28 is a detailed list of economic, geopolitical, military, societal, and agricultural blessings or curses. In short, if ancient Israel obeyed God, God promised to raise them up above all the nations on earth. The pilgrims entered that same covenant with God, and despite America's imperfections, God raised America up above every nation on earth, economically, politically, geopolitically, scientifically, and technologically, because God's people in America endeavored to fulfill that covenant. When President Trump uses the words "making America great again," those words are congruent with God's word. In other words, there is a theological basis for them. In Deuteronomy 28:1, God promised his people, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth." Since the time of the pilgrims, God has had a special place for America that required America to be great, not only economically, geopolitically, and militarily, but great in Christian virtue, moral integrity, and goodness, which is love in action. America has been destined by God to be a light of contrast to the nations, leading the way into the future, not in fear and obedience to a totalitarian state that the book of Revelation warns is coming, but America is to lead the world with economic, technological, scientific, and military might in a society based on the reality of God's eternal love. America is to use its power to function as a servant king, which means it doesn't use its power to bully its citizens or other nations, but like Jesus Christ, it uses its power to set men, women, and nations free.